Hello.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Hi. Well, anything new today?
Well, we had Norris Cotton quite exercised today. I don't know whether you heard about it. But
no, I didn't. No.
Well, I called him this morning to just tell him about the ABC report. And he's a crusty old Yankee. He's not given to overstatement. I can't tell you that. He said, I don't know what the feeling is around the state, but he said in the two most democratic cities in the state of New Hampshire, he said, I would say it was mixed country. He said that was the damnedest turnout I ever saw. And people were warm and cordial. And he fired off a telegram to ABC, which
good.
Made very extensive coverage of wire services this afternoon, which he accused them of biased and inaccurate reporting. And,
good.
On to say I expressed my amazement and indignation to President Nixon received a warm welcome from Asher of Manchester. Then he told me privately, he said, I've known him a long time. He said, tell me really, was it good?
What do you think? Yeah.
Was it really that good? He said, well, he said, I will tell you, he said, those people really were turned out. He said, I've done a lot of political rallies. I've seen a lot of people come through New Hampshire. President, there's always been a favorite up there, and that's as much today as you, if not more. Crowds were enthusiastic. With New Hampshire people who were
non-remonstrative
type.
Yeah, that's great. Good job. Good job.
He was very effective. Raised a little hell, Bill Gurley, pleading for mercy with that.
What did he say?
Well,
and to see you?
No, he was on it. No, I stayed out of it.
Charles Ziegler? Well, he must have been goddamned embarrassed about the thing.
He was. He said to Scully, you know, after all, this is the first time I've ever been on a political trip. He said, I've never seen this before. And he said, don't be too hard on me. I'm learning the business.
Bullshit.
That's right.
Somebody told him to do it. Good time.
He's a moody, he's a funny kind of a guy.
Yeah. So,
I don't think he'll do it again. I think he's sort of a hell of a day.
Well, it's good to shake him up a little.
Well, that's what you have to do. I had it rerun today, but it was bad by comparison with NBC and CBS. He really gave us a very good show. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was a good point there. It was a bad sports show.
Yeah.
But I think he caught enough hell from all sides. We may find him in line. Howard Smith is on vacation. That's unfortunate.
The only man that gets any balance to ABC. ABC basically has a far left orientation with Bill Lawrence.
Well, I was reading that material.
Did you see it? What did you think of it? Worse than you thought, wasn't it?
Yes. I knew
but don't you think that's going to be a bombshell when it hits?
It sure will be. Of course, they'll try to discredit the Yale.
Oh, of course. That's going to be hard. She's been with Time, Life, with Look, and all the rest, right? Right.
But it's down in fact, even if she overstated.
Well, so suppose it's rather than 10 to 1, it's 5 to 1, or 3 to 1.
Really.
Right.
A remarkable thing. But ABC, I was surprised reading that ABC is just as bad as the only thing that really does get it down is that he's aware and doesn't edit the person. He edits it himself. When he doesn't, it just goes.
Yeah. Sure. Well, that's because of Bill Lawrence.
But when Smith is there, he kind of keeps it in the air.
That's right.
Did you see Times there?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, I didn't think the cover was bad, but I didn't think the article was too bad.
Not as bad as it was expected, huh?
I thought it would be worse. I'm not sure. I think George Tilton would have done a good job on this.
That they did better in the article than anticipated. What they do is not doesn't matter really. Time, Newsweek, the columnists don't matter. All that matters is TV. You just keep up with TV. And this book, Chuck, we've got to ride those sons of bitches as they've never been written on this one. This can really kill these bad guys.
Started the day.
more the credibility of the networks will be raised, and the more people will raise questions about them. See, what we want, you're not going to change the men. They're going to still lie. But on the other hand, the people, look, you realize that the people must not have believed them too much, or we wouldn't have won the election. Right. And the same in 60, when it was worse even, because then the networks really weren't for Humphrey, but they were striking people for Kennedy. And for us to come that close in 60 was a miracle. Right, because of the more subs, more color, and all the rest.
Just we're coming a little way. I'm more encouraged that the network situation has been a long time. Chancellor, I call Chancellor, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the
Scully thinks so.
I think Chancellor is against it, but make some effort to be done. He'll use stuff. He's not right.
No. What do you think about Cronkite? What's he up to?
Oh, I think he's a miserable, dedicated left.
He didn't used to be, did he?
Very back in the early, but I think
he was with Eisenhower pretty much, wasn't he? What happened to him? His wife?
No, I think it's the same thing that was just reading in some of the recent publications where basic liberals are trying to purge their souls who have supported the war effort.
Right.
And they just go 180 degrees. So he's very far in the range.
You can shake him up.
Oh, if you're shaking him up right now.
Right. Well, we'll pull the rug out from them on that, too, at the right time.
That's coming. But Cotton, I was very encouraged, but...
Old Norris really took him on, did he? Did he get some play?
Oh, I'm looking for the full page and why it was in depth. Those are people in CBS reporting honestly and accurately, and his reception could not have been warmer.
Good.
Usual dinner.
Great.
Just on the front, but what I was...
Then Gil, we reacted to it.
Oh, he is in
crying.
Crying.
Good. Well, keep him crying.
I think he's impressed with that.
Good.
But Norris, I was particularly pleased.
Right. Well, he had to be impressed. And Margaret must have been impressed by Maine. It was really something that they'd never seen up there.
I still can't believe it.
$3,000 PM.
Well, I know Bangor. I know Bangor people very well. The further you get from Maine, the less demonstrative people.
Well, they were demonstrative, though. They were terrific.
They don't show their feelings. If you get 3,000 out of an airplane, you leave.
Right. Okay.
Very hard to sell the whole trip.
Right.
If we can retail sales, we have to take them.
And what did it show? About the same level.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But that's above last year, though.
Oh, well, it's over 7%.
So is it a positive story then, or?
Yes.
Good.
Just put out a very strong
statement
today.
Good.
Every little bit of it.
He's doing a fine job. Good.
So those
right. It's good to have the Congress out of town, isn't it? Right. Good. Well, tell Cotton I appreciate it. We